My visit of almost 1 week was to reconnect with the realities and the dynamics in Burundi. I worked in Burundi from January 2007 to September 2010. So as you can see, it's almost like 10 years. And the reason why I came is because in the context of the consolidation of peace, I needed to listen to all the stakeholders from all backgrounds in order to have an idea on how peace is being consolidated and the preparation of the elections, which are going to take place next year in May 2020, and also ensuring that I understand what the dynamics are and also what the challenges are.
So after meeting and discussing with the public authorities, the civil society representatives and political actors in Burundi, what are your sentiments about the situation in the country?
First of all, I think my sentiment is one thing, but moreover, it's the sentiment of the Burundians, men and women, young people, and from religious leaders to partners. There is an agreement that actually, in terms of the security, a lot of efforts have been done, so people can move from any place, any time, any hour in the country, and there is not an issue. What they say, though, is that a number of actors are doing a number of interventions and projects in order to solidify peace, and they need to be supported so then they can amplify everything which will support further peace consolidation.